CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinion, the author of Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. We're dealing with chaos in Kabul in these last hours and days. Fog of war, the first three reports are to be challenged and doubted. However, Josh's column, most recently in the Washington Post, pointed to the August 31st deadline. That's what it appeared to be when the president and the Biden administration indicated they wanted the evacuation to include everyone who could get to the airport by August 31st to get out and then afterward. However, within hours of Josh's column appearing, we're told the president gave an interview to network television indicating the August 31st date was not fixed. Josh, a very good evening to you. August 31st seems to be the debating point here. There may be thousands, tens of thousands. The most recent from the State Department, Ned Price, saying that they can get 5,000 to 9,000 people out per day, but they're not filling all the seats. They believe some 12,000 maximum combination of U.S. and Afghans have been removed so far. But that leaves 15,000 Americans to go. This is Defense One reporting. And 70,000 Afghans at least. The processing is going on at the airport. Is the 31st August deadline realistic? Your measure. Good evening, Josh.
Well, good evening, John. Well, all this week, I've been talking to State Department, military, Pentagon, congressional officials who have been up for days trying their best to navigate what is a crisis at the Kabul airport, a crisis inside the airport, a crisis outside the airport, not to mention the crisis that's going on in the city writ large. And what these hundreds of U.S. government officials are doing all day and all night is trying to get their Afghan friends, who they've known for 20 years in cases, into the airport, and they're all failing. What's going on there is that the system of vetting people and getting them into the airport and then getting them onto these flights is total dysfunctional mess. And the Biden administration is making these claims of numbers as if everything's going swimmingly. It doesn't match the facts on the ground, and everybody knows it. And that's tied to what we're talking about, because the president of the United States still has a policy of removing all of the 7,000 troops that he just sent into this mess in 2 weeks' time. And they're not even all there yet. And he's already told the world that they'll be out in 2 weeks' time. And it's becoming more obvious every hour of every day that that mission won't be complete. And all that happened was I was catching inside the administration a lot of frustration with a lot of officials who want the president, who wanted the president to just say the obvious, which is that if we want to get all the Americans out of Kabul who want to leave, it's going to take more than 2 weeks of keeping the military there, and whether the Taliban likes it or not. And he kind of acknowledged that a few hours after I wrote the column. He didn't really. And he definitely didn't say that they would stay until all the Afghans that we've promised to save are saved. And that's tens of thousands of people. And that's a tragic story, because it looks like we're about to leave them to what could be a gruesome fate.
We only know so far about the situation in Kabul. The country is very large. There, I'm told, at one point, approximately 38 million Afghans, about the size of Canada. So the rest of the country is darkness visible. Is that correct? And we don't know how they're going to get to Kabul, let alone to the airport, Josh.
Right. I mean, we're seeing sporadic reports of protests in cities all over Afghanistan of people who don't want to live under Taliban rule for one reason or another, maybe because of their last time their record of role was marked by savagery and brutality and crimes against humanity. That could be one reason that the Afghan people in many cases are rejecting them. If you're an American outside of Kabul, there is no rescue plan for you. You're on your own. You have to get to the airport, and you also have to get to Kabul on your own. That's the official U.S. policy. We're in this position, of course, because the military withdrew before the evacuation was complete, before the evacuation had really started, and we gave up the Bagram Air Force Base, and now 7,000 U.S. troops are meant to secure half of an airport that has one runway is surrounded in the center of a city of 5 million people, and it's a security and force protection nightmare. And the outside gates are patrolled by the Taliban. And, the ambassador there is frantically trying to negotiate with the Taliban for the safety of the U.S. citizens. You're not even trying to negotiate for the safety of the Afghans that helped the U.S. over 20 years, because the Taliban won't even talk about that. And if you think about it, the Taliban really have all the cards. They control the perimeter, they control the road to the airport, they control the city, and they can at any moment make those thousands of Americans their hostages if they're not already.
The Defense One mentions the airport in particular. Satellite imagery examined by the Center for Strategic and International Studies shows that the crowds that swarmed the airport's tarmac in recent days have disappeared, indicating that some order has been restored to airfield operations. Restored by whom? Because I understand the military is inside the airport, not on the perimeter. Do you understand right. that?
Yeah, no, listen, I'm just getting, based on the reports from the ground from a lot of journalists and also my conversations with officials and congressional officials who are in touch with people inside the airport, here's my best understanding of what's going on. There's a civilian side of the airport that's now controlled by the Taliban. Then there's the military side of the airport that's controlled by the U.S. military and a bunch of Afghan soldiers, by the way, the 500 or so of the 300,000 who are left. They're inside the airport with the U.S. military trying to help them. And there's one runway in between them. And that's a tense situation already. Now, originally, yeah, there were thousands of people on the runway. So they got rid of those people. But now there's still thousands of people right outside the airport. Now, to the extent that the crowds outside the airport have thinned, that's because not because Taliban has restored order. It's because they've stopped letting Afghans get to the gate. So why would you show up to the gate if you're going to have to go through a Taliban soldier who you have a 50-50 chance he's going to beat you with a whip? And if he doesn't beat you with a whip right away, he's going to say, hey, why do you think you have a seat on a U.S. military flight? At which point your choice is to say, because I'm running away from you, or to go back home. Okay, so that's a dystopian situation. Okay, we can't ask our Afghan translators to go up to the Taliban to tell them that they need to let them through to escape the Taliban, because that doesn't make any sense. So the whole system is so screwed up, okay? And the politics of it are following a totally parallel and sort of disconnected track, because here in Washington, we're talking about, oh, well, who lost Afghanistan and, what was the intelligence, and did this general say this on this date about how fast it was going to fall? Did they say it was going to fall in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days? But meanwhile, the crisis is still ongoing, could get a lot worse, actually. And the evacuation is still going very, very poorly. And thousands of Americans' lives are on the line. And the best case scenario at this point looks like we don't have any Americans strung up in the middle of Kabul by the Taliban. But we don't have any idea how we're going to get those tens of thousands of Afghans who risk their lives to help us out of the country. I don't see it happening. And I think there are a lot of people who are horrified by that.
If the 31st is not a good date, have you heard a better one, Josh? Or is this to be determined when we reach the 31st? Well, we have 30 seconds.
This is why I publicly called on the Biden administration to just admit that they're going to have to extend the deadline so that they could make plans past the 31st. Right now, they refuse to make plans past the 31st. That's grossly irresponsible and reckless and dangerous. So Biden's going to have to bite the bullet. He might as well do it now and admit that we're going to need to hold the airport until our people are safe, full stop.
Josh Rogan, Global Opinions for The Washington Post. He's the author of, most recently, Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century, Chaos in Kabul. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.